Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Gene Griseman, the author of The Words They Can Live By, also Time Tactics, A Very Successful People, also Lincoln and Obama. That's his most recent book, I think. Also, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. You see, starting to see the picture here. A lot of connection to Lincoln. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world. Gene, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being an original founding member of our Brain Trust for coming up on 18 years. We'll have your celebration, your anniversary show with us later this year. One of the things that we've been talking about is how paradigms have been shifting, how things have changed, and that you can't fall in love with what you do. And I know one thing you want to talk about is how the taxi industry has changed. You know, Gene, 3-4 years ago, I'd go to New York City, and taxi drivers had gotten abusive. I actually would have. I've actually had them to pull up to me and say, "Where are you going?" And I wasn't going in a small distance. I was going a reasonable distance, but this guy apparently wanted a trip to the airport, and I wasn't going to the airport. And he just rolled his window down and said, "Where are you going?" And I told him. He drove off. Now that was before. That was before Uber. Guess what? They don't drive off anymore. Because Uber started changing their business model, didn't it?
Well, it's a paradigm that taxis could use, and that is, I can pull up either, I like Lyft, L-Y-F-T, but the Uber and Lyft, I go to my app, up comes a map and shows me where they have vehicles near me. I have a choice of calling a taxi company and dealing with a dispatcher, or going directly through my phone and sending a message to that driver, and then I get a message immediately, whether that driver, how long he or she will be before they get there, a picture of them,
their
and
name,
I rate and evaluate them later on,
and their name and a phone number if you want to call them.
That's exactly right. And if taxi services want to survive, they better pay attention to that paradigm, or they're not going to survive.
Well, and I think that there's going to be a place for all of them, because I don't think Uber is going to fill all the holes in this. So, see, I don't think Uber is going to put the classic taxi out of business necessarily, but I do think that they're going to have to change the way they do business, the way they treat their customers. They had gotten really fat and lazy, and they were mistreating customers. Uber, one of the things that you, I think you'll agree with me, you ride with an Uber driver, and they treat you like you're a customer.
That's right. That is exactly right. But the main difference in the paradigm is that you have eliminated the dispatcher. You go directly to the driver.
That's right. And technology
helps. The taxis can survive, but I think that they are going to have to use the new technology.
Well, the taxi business, what I think is going to happen is it's going to be different. It's still going to thrive in a big city, but I think it's going to get maybe tougher and tougher out in the smaller areas. But the main thing about what we're talking about here, folks, is the disruption. Every industry, Gene, is being disrupted. And now we come back to your original point. If you want to make sure that whatever disruption happens to you is as little as possible, you have to be communicating, connecting with your customers on a regular basis about what their expectations are, not what you think, but what they think.
And I have to agree with you on the one point that taxis will survive in certain situations, big cities, and if I get off a plane at the airport and I see a bunch of taxis there, I'm probably going to get in one of those rather than call a Uber driver.
Yeah, there's a place for them, but it's not either or, it's both and. But now, all taxi companies are not going to last, and that's the point I'm making about these other companies. you know, whatever industry you're in, some members of your industry, as it's being disrupted, will survive, but some won't.
Yep, you're exactly right. This is, I think the encyclopedia analogy and the taxi analogy work with disruption. Mm-hmm. The disruption idea.
But, Gene, everything's being disrupted. And thank you for agreeing with me. I know how loath you are to agree with me on things.
Agree whenever you occasionally get something wrong.
Whenever I lurch into something accurate. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back to see us.
I will. Bye,
Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gene Greisman, he's a lot of fun, and he's a real treasure. We're glad we know him. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.